The Gospel for Saturday of the first week of Advent, today, December 3, is also the feast of St. Francis Xavier, the Jesuit missionary to India. The Gospel is Matthew 9 and following. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, Jesus desires with all his heart to draw all of humanity unto himself, because only in him can we as sheep have life and reach our full potential, which is to be children of God. And so he's going from town to town, proclaiming the gospel, which means good news, of the kingdom, which means the kingdom of God. The good news is that we have a king, that he bestows upon us his own life and joy, and our lives are transformed. Now, his preaching is accompanied by power for curing every disease and illness, and he casts out demons. So the proclamation of the gospel is not just teaching morality about how we should behave, what not to do. It's much more than that, family. The kingdom of God is powerful, and it's already in our midst, but we need to believe this. And we need to have the same heart of Jesus that experiences the pity to see so many that do not know him. They have heard about him, but they don't really know him. So minds are absorbed with passing things, and this is a tragedy. And now the Lord wants to send us. We pray for the master of the harvest to send laborers, but how can we pray for that if we ourselves do not go? We're the first ones to have to respond, because we are one with Jesus in this clamor, this desire to save souls. Now, Jesus communicates his power to his disciples. The gospel says, gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out. Now, don't think that being oppressed by spirits is something very unusual. Every single person needs to be baptized, right? And what is baptism? Is being brought into oneness with Christ receiving the Holy Spirit, being freed from the oppression of original sin. And so there is both a cleansing going on and an illumination, a sanctification going on. And so we all need, even after baptism, to be set free from so much oppression of the enemy. That doesn't mean that we are possessed. I repeat, it does not mean that we are all possessed, but it does mean that we are all harassed by the demons, that we all have areas that are blocked, that need to be set free. And so we need to pray for ourselves and we need to pray for one another. This is one of the powerful gifts of having community, my family, that brothers and sisters who love you, who are committed to you, who are walking with you together, are praying, and we can ask for the prayers of one another to be more and more set free from all these oppressions. Notice that he first goes to the house of Israel because God had promised Israel a redeemer and salvation, but it will not stay with Israel alone. It will go out then into the whole world. The kingdom of heaven is not coming, it's here, it's at hand. The full manifestation will come in the future, but it's already in every heart that is living in holiness. Finally, the Lord says, give without cost. You received for free, give it for free. Because to sell or to link sacraments with money is called simony. It's a great sin. God has given us the gift, and we are called to give it to all because it belongs to God. Of course, ministers need support, but it cannot be exacted of the people. We simply are open for the gift of those of goodwill, but we just plunge in trust and go forward and live the ministry. May the Lord bless us all and increase in us the desire to bring the gospel to all.